Harlequin Intrigue and Harper Audio present Marching Orders by Dolores Fawson. Performed by Will Dameron. To my editor, Priscilla Bertiom, thanks so much for your guidance and support. Prologue. Monte de Leon, present. A bullet slammed into the crumbling chimney just inches from Captain Rafe McQuaid's head. He mumbled some vicious profanity and flattened his body against the battered roof of the abandoned hacienda. "I've got an admirer," he snarled into the thumbnail-sized communicator on the collar of his camouflage uniform. "Do me a favor, Rico, and take him out, will you?" "I'm trying," was the reply he got from Captain Cal Rico. All hell was breaking loose on the ground 20 feet below him. Artillery shells, frantic shouts, the smell of battle, smoke, and gunfire. None of which was supposed to be happening. Talk about Murphy's Law. Anything that could go wrong had. And now his Alpha Team members, and Anna, were neck-deep in crossfire between two warring rebel factions that had chosen this godforsaken place for a showdown. Rafe inched forward, leaving the meager cover of the overhanging tree that he'd used to climb onto the building. His equipment belt and assault rifle scraped along the bleached roof tiles. Come hell or high water, he would get Anna out. Failure was not an option. "Infrared shows no one else inside the building, for now," Rico informed him through the receiver in Rafe's ear. "But Anna just moved into the cellar. You can access it through a door beneath the stairs."
"Atta girl," Rafe mumbled.
With gunfire riddling the papery walls, the cellar was her best bet. Now, hopefully, she'd stay put until he got to her.
"I'm going in," he informed Rico.
Rafe scrambled to the lip of the roof, gripped onto the eaves, and launched himself over the side. His feet crashed through the second-story window just below, and with his weapon ready to fire, he hit the floor running. The hacienda had obviously been abandoned for months. Rafe fought his way through the litter of bashed furniture and debris to get to the stairs. He stopped at the landing and glanced down at the glass-strewn foyer. No sign of gunmen. But someone had shot out the windows and ripped off the double doors. The muggy breeze stirred what was left of a pair of ghostly white curtains. Just curtains. Maybe. Just outside the doorway, he saw a shadow of motion that had him holding his tongue. Silently repositioning his weapon, Rafe waited. A second, then two. Before he saw the man step into the foyer, a rebel fighter with an angry-looking machete and a semi-automatic, and he had his attention focused on the door that led to the cellar. Maybe the guy had actually seen Anna run in there. It didn't matter. There was no way Rafe would let him get to her. No way. The man looked up, a split-second glance as he tried to take aim. It was the last glance or aim he'd ever attempt. Rafe took him out with two shots to the head. The rebel fell into a heap on the floor.
"I just lost an admirer," Rafe reported to Rico.
Rafe barreled down the wide, spiraling steps and made his way to the arch-shaped door beneath.
"It's me, Rafe," he called out. "Open up, Anna."
Almost immediately, he heard her footsteps on the cellar stairs. With each one, his heart was right in his throat. There was a shuffle of movement before she opened the scarred door a fraction. Rafe came face to face with a handgun. Anna peered out at him, her gaze combing the foyer. Relief raced through him, and a whole host of other emotions that he didn't want to take the time to analyze.
"You came," she whispered, her voice shattering.
She lowered her weapon.
"I can't believe you came."
He pushed her back into the cellar and kicked the door shut, barricading it with the 2x4 and equipment bag already on the stairs.
"Of course I came. I'm an Air Force combat rescue officer, darling. A highly trained CRO. Saving beautiful photographers is what I do best."
She made a soft sound of frightened laughter, slipped her firearm into her pocket, and caught on to him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?